This is Our Given Purpose, the podcast, season 3. Streaming on Pandora, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, Public TuneIn, and iHeartRadio. In today's episode, we discuss the issue of obsessive worry, which is focusing on the worst case scenario. The need to have two or more of everything because one will eventually break. The constant what if mentality. I find it interesting that we live and are almost trained to have a replacement for everything. It may be at the root of what is referred to as the cancel culture. That's a thought. But let's frame our time with this question. How willing am I to meet the needs of those God sends to me or those He sends me to? If our worst case scenario reveals its ugly head, we may miss opportunities to bear witness because of fear, anxiety, or the elephant in the room. Does more for you mean less for me? That toxic mindset plays out in a variety of ways in our society. We are not meant to change the behavior of others. We are called to be transformed by God's word. In doing so, we become the change we want to see. Just think, if more of us journaled and got clear with how we display love, even when it's difficult to do so, wow, talk about radical transformation. By the end of today's episode, I pray you will identify areas you can mentally and materially declutter from and start focusing more on God's word and how we can use His word to build successful skills to combat the adversary's schemes, and that we will increase our commitment while working towards this transformation. Our Given Purpose, the ministry, is intensifying the efforts to help you walk in your purpose. By taking control of anger, arrogance, pride, and fear, the four universal emotions that keep us chained to chaos. The goal of each episode is to direct your attention to the Word of God. As believers, we can get off track in this amoral world, but it is okay to question and explore our faith, share our trials, and how we overcame through God's grace. On this episode, nothing is off limits. Through interviews, collaborations, and the internet talk show, we will respectfully discuss and perhaps debate some issues. As you gather your Bibles, beverages, notebooks, and settle in to listen to this episode, I hope you are using the additional resources provided at OurGivenPurpose.com with your Bible study, small groups, and Devo time. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Please share it via social media as a post or story. Let others know you enjoy listening by leaving a review or rating via your favorite podcasting app. By doing so, you help someone else connect to this ministry. We cannot do this without your prayers and support. We give God praise for bringing you here. Welcome to this space. Let us pray. Lord, help us to be mindful of our blessings and not our lack. For with you, we know all our needs are met. We are grateful for this time to ponder your word and get excited about studying those who came before us. Lord, you lay out an incredible truth of life through the Bible, and it all points to you. Your great grace and mercy continues to astonish me. Thank you for your everlasting love. In your name I pray. Amen. Now, let's get into episode 16, Living with the Worst Case Scenario. I am Tori, and this is Our Given Purpose, the podcast. Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? Matthew 6:27. Living with the worst case scenario is part of a scarcity mindset. One may think planning for the worst possible outcome is a good thing, that it makes them prepared. And I would agree that we should do our part in this life to not only be aware, but to also think about things to come. As I researched more on this topic, I was flooded with information about stock prices, best trading practices, wealth management, diverse portfolios, and so on. The worst case scenario, after Googling it, returned several articles about money. It believed that the worst thing that could happen to any human being is to be broke. Come on, believers. Isn't that interesting? Yes, we need money or some form of currency to survive. However, for those of us living a purpose-driven life fueled by God's Holy Spirit, money becomes a necessary side note versus a complete means to an end. Money doesn't make us rich or poor. It helps us maintain a home and the various items we need to be comfortable. If money is taken away and we are stripped of our wealth, the believer may wonder why it happened, but repent and ask God for His solution. We see things from an eternal view. Having said that, what would you do if your business is audited for shady accounting practices? Or the bank calls and tells you your accounts have been seized by the IRS? Or if you are suddenly under investigation and taken from your family and friends? Depending on your lifestyle, these may be risks you're prepared for and willing to take because you made a decision to live on the edge of a morally correct, strategic wealth builder. Taking a little more from those who cannot afford your services versus those who are well off. I digress. I will not get into the rich get richer analogy. What is the root of living the worst case scenario? If you said worry, then you'd be correct. Yesterday on Talking on Purpose with Tori, the internet show, anger is my default character. I talked about anger being provoked, that we are provoked into anger, that the anger Cain felt was the product of his rejected offering. I challenged you with the idea that perhaps Cain was attempting to save his family from the place they were currently living and hoped to restore everyone to the Garden of Eden. Remember, Cain gave fruit, which, because of his parents, was why they were cast out. Even Adam rebelled against God and disobeyed his command not to eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. We could further stipulate that Cain was also unhappy with their living conditions and heard stories of what the Garden of Eden looked like and how they were always in the presence of God. I don't want to make too many inferences, but we are human and will revert to the things that we think we're missing out on. So this thought seems logical. In Numbers chapter 14, it tells us the Israelites looked back at their past circumstances and rebelled at how God chose to bring them out of Egypt. They were unhappy and wanted a different leader. They preferred death in the wilderness that they were wandering in and longed for the meat that they had during their enslavement and brutal manual labor. We read about that in Exodus chapter 16. The focus became fleshly because they were uncomfortable with this change, but they had asked God to deliver them. But they were miserable with God's process of refinement, which would have equipped them to deal with the battles to come, as well as develop trust, the trust they and we need as humans for God to increase our exposure so we can be a witness for His kingdom. I can certainly keep going with this train of thought, but I will leave these scriptures in the show notes for you to read in their entirety. Or you can pause this episode now and dive deeper into the Word of God. Hey, Purposeful Family. I hope you are enjoying this episode so far and use these mid-roll breaks as a way to be able to come back to the podcast if you have to set it down. Refresh your beverage, keep your notebooks and Bibles handy. Please share this episode via email or social media. I want to take a moment and spotlight a few podcasts. First, The Yellow Room with Nika Hansen, Christian Girls Pop with Stephanie Bright, Purpose Without Apology with Lisa Gant, Speak Up Sis with Angel Charmaine, Being Eve with Casey Alexis, Daily Encouragement with Ashley Campbell, and The Sustainable Minimalist Podcast with Stephanie Safarian. All of their links will be in the show notes. Now, back to Living the Worst Case Scenario on Our Given Purpose, the podcast. So if anger is provoked, how can scarcity or the worry of not having enough cause us to react in sin? Let's define worry. Worry, as a verb, is to feel or experience concern or anxiety. Worry, as a noun, means mental distress or agitation resulting from concern. We need to be aware of what worrying does to us from an everyday living viewpoint. I'm about to make some statements. Answer yes or no if you're alone listening, but if you're surrounded by bystanders, simply nod your head. I don't want you to be accused of talking to yourself, okay? Yes or no. I need several vehicles in case one isn't working to do what I need to do. Yes or no. I need a wardrobe and shoes for every season in my closet at all times. Name brand, please. Yes or no. I must have multiple cell phones because my life is complex. Yes or no. If my smartphone rings, dings, pings, vibrates, or otherwise makes a sound, I must check it right away. Yes or no. I need a variety of girlfriends or boyfriends because no one can handle all of me. Yes or no. I view worst-case scenarios as emergency medical needs, such as getting bit by a poisonous snake or hypothermia. Yes or no. I am constantly taking inventory of my belongings. Yes or no. I believe I can handle anything that comes at me because I have all my resources locked down and I don't need anybody. What does that have to do with a scarcity mindset? Well, everything, because we will always prepare in our human efforts from our vantage point and almost always be surprised when things don't go according to plan, right? How many times have you said, "Wow, I didn't expect it to go like that"? I know I have. Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 to break down those statements. Before we do, I am not saying we should not prepare or use what we have. The point is to acknowledge what we need and not worry about what we don't. That our God will supply the demands for the necessary items, and we should allow that to be the litmus test for our desires. So having multiple vehicles is a good thing if you can afford the insurance and upkeep. However, we create a financial strain if we cannot. It is about balance. What are our thoughts on generational wealth, and how do we cultivate an environment to discuss material goods as well as leaving a legacy of abundance? Following our Lord and Savior's example to love means we know our life is but a handbreadth. We do not need to anxiously obsess over getting all we need to get for selfish reasons. But let's aim for two or three generations down. Joy can be found in leaving a lasting memory of growth and not passing down the debts of our emotional imbalance, negativity, and sinful selfish gains, which is essentially picking the poison we believe we can most tolerate. Philippians 4:6 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." Have you made the things you are feverishly obsessing over known to God? Now you may ask, "Well, if God knows everything, shouldn't He just give me what I need?" To that I will say, it is not about what you think he knows, but what you are willing to acknowledge and be honest about in your life. He needs you to say, I am an addict. I am addicted to figuring things out on my own. I am addicted to material items because seeing them brings me comfort. I am addicted to constantly shuffling things here and there and working tirelessly to afford the things that I don't have time to use. I am addicted to it being all about me and my wants and my needs and not providing for anyone else. I am addicted to having a voice and am threatened anytime someone else uses theirs. I am addicted to living with a scarcity mindset and live in the worst case scenario because that is the poison I can handle. That is the bondage I cannot let go of. But here is where God's grace and mercy comes in to cover us and reaffirm His promise to never leave nor forsake us. We can always look to His word for encouragement, even in dark times of persecution, when it feels like the world is against us, and it is, because we believe in Christ. He tells us not to worry. Matthew 10:19, when they deliver you over, do not be anxious how you are to speak or what you are to say, for what you are to say will be given to you in that hour. We don't have to worry because Christ has conquered the grave and has been through all what we face now. He knows and understands. The passage in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 5 through 11 serves as a great influence, power, encouragement, and teaching. We are to humble ourselves and cast our anxieties on Him because He cares. We are to be alert and sober-minded because the adversary is at work, that our suffering will only be for a little while. That process of refining will bring on God's great grace if we trust Him and stay the course. Christ Himself will restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish us. I want to circle back to Tuesday's journal prompt. Is more for you, less for me? If we are guided by love for others, we will seek God's transformative word. Satan is the king of liars. His purpose is to kill, steal, and destroy. He will creep into our emotions, making us anxious, worried, or doubtful. We doubt God hears our prayers, so we, quote unquote, figure out a way to get it done. We worry over appearances and react impulsively. We are anxious and fear missing a blessing. When we are overly emotional, it is counterproductive to what God wants for us. There are times when we are to be still, trust, and believe His perfect timing is best for us. God is the creator of all creation. Who better to handle the details of our daily lives? Proverbs 12:25 says, anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down, but a good word makes him glad. That good word is God's word, and that is one reason why we must meditate on His promises and wait hopefully and expectantly for Him to change our circumstances as we focus on carrying out the deeds that would be glorifying to Him. Worry can trigger anxiety. Anxiety can trigger stress. Stress can trigger frustration. Frustration can trigger anger, and anger can cause us to sin. If we are being honest, anything that takes our focus off of what is good and perfect can cause us to sin. So where are you emotionally? Are you easily flustered and frustrated? Are you impulsive and jump into action rather than allowing God to have His perfect way? Are you easily angered or impatient and have to relearn the same lessons over and over again? Wherever you are, know that God gives you the capacity to operate in love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. The details of how we get things done and the way we are able to enjoy fellowship with one another reflects God's impeccable light. We serve God alone when we pray for awareness, asking Him to give us clarity and insight, along with the patience to endure the wait. Our talents, showcase God's purpose for us, which is to ultimately spread the good news of His return. The questions I asked earlier in this podcast will serve as your journal prompts and be listed in the show notes. Let us pray. Lord, may the hearts of those listening be lifted up and encouraged today. Thank you for your good words that minister to our souls. In your name I pray, amen. You've just listened to Living the Worst Case Scenario, the podcast, Season 3, Episode 16. This year, Our Given Purpose is focused on dealing with the root of our anger, arrogance, pride, and fear. As individuals, this looks different, but collectively, we can support one another through the process. I pray you will remain with us and share this episode on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter as a post or story. Use the hashtag Our Given Purpose. Let others know you enjoy listening by leaving a review or rating via your favorite podcasting app. By doing so, you help someone else connect to this ministry. A devotional will be available on Friday with this week's questions, thoughts, lessons, and encouragement. Please make sure you are subscribed to OurGivenPurpose.com, which is completely free. Let's grow in God together. Share your platform and thoughts anywhere there's a comment section. If you want to chat or ask a question privately, please contact me, Tori, at OurGivenPurpose.com. The seeds are in hand. God has provided us with the land to plant, grow, and produce good fruit this year and beyond. What's on the other side of your obedience? Is it time to pull out the weeds that are strangling your harvest? Grab your journals, your Bibles, your notebooks, and beverages. This is the beginning of a process. This is the time to prepare. Don't forget to check the show notes. This is Tori of Our Given Purpose.